Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com, and that's what I was doing yesterday. As I mentioned in the food show already this morning, talking about a new restaurant in Corning, the Quincy Exchange. You can look it up online, QuincyExchange.com. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to drive down through the Finger Lakes. One funny strange thing that happened that I didn't get a photo of, and now I regret it. It was just kind of a weird thing. We were driving down near Corning, and there are many ways to get there. We went down through Geneva and Watkins Glen. You can also just take 390, which is faster, but not as interesting. And so going down from Montour Falls, just south of Watkins Glen, to Corning, kind of a rural road, and beautiful trees and a light snow on the trees. But went by this like very old, fairly small cemetery, and there was a UPS truck parked right in front of the cemetery. There were houses a couple hundred yards away, maybe fairly far away, and I couldn't figure out why it was parked in front of a cemetery, and just, you know, there would be probably an endless number of captions that people could come up with this UPS truck in front of a cemetery. I mean, really, there are many, many things that you could say about that. And have have some fun with it. Maybe at the expense of UPS, so perhaps it's better that I didn't take it. It would have been the same thing if there had been a FedEx truck in front of the cemetery. But it was just an odd thing. Once that kind of meme went viral, the delivery companies would probably put out a post to all their drivers, just don't ever park in front of a cemetery. Or think about where you're stopping your truck and how it might be viewed. So that was just, you know, when you're out and about, you see a lot of odd things, or occasionally see some very odd things, and that was one of them. But Montour Falls is a little tiny village, which I have only recently discovered compared to all the time that I've spent traversing the Finger Lakes. I would virtually never go south of Watkins Glen. And when I did, it would be to go to Corning and you'd go up a hill and just you'd bypass Montour Falls. Which would be a mistake because it's got a really cool falls that's right downtown and is accessible to look at during the winter. There's originally discovered Montour Falls because of a bakery, which is a common theme with me. I do really love bakeries. And Christopher Bates and Isabel were buying bread and things for their wienery, the FLX wienery, from this bakery in Montour Falls, so I figured I should go and check it out. And I think it's still there. I haven't been there recently, but I regretted that I hadn't visited Montour Falls sooner. It is only maybe 2 minutes south of Watkins Glen. It's really, really close. And it is a small place, but they have these three, I'm not sure that they're all government buildings, but three brick buildings right next to each other of different sizes that all have brick columns, which I can't say I've seen very many buildings with brick columns, probably because bricks are, you know, rectangular and columns are round. And these are, I guess, special bricks. I didn't actually go up that close to see, but Chris Clemens took a photo. You can see on Facebook, he posted yesterday, Chris Clemens with a C on Facebook. and you can see some of the photos from our trip, including one of these columns, one of the buildings with those brick columns. There's just an endless amount of fascinating architecture in the Finger Lakes. And whenever we've driven, pre-pandemic in the same car, but with the pandemic, we drove separate cars right behind each other. And, talking about the drivers, that didn't take the snow off the roof of their car, so they're blinding the drivers behind them. But also pointing out cool buildings. And there's just kind of an endless number of interesting historic, but also occasionally some new buildings. Just lots of interesting architecture. And the occasional barn that's collapsing, or there's some things that are in very, very, very rough shape. But it is kind of all interesting. And one of the things I love about driving through the Finger Lakes and the countryside in general around Western New York is that there's a lot of interesting architecture, some very cool stone buildings or cobblestones or historic downtowns. So try to get to as many of them as you can. And it's great for social distancing. You're in your car and you can go in and see lots of things and, not have to be around a lot of people. I've been doing some of the scouting for spotted lanternfly, which is done for the season, at least in terms of looking for the adults, which are much easier to find than the egg cases. But the process of doing that got me into a lot of areas I'd never been to in the Finger Lakes, including in cities like Geneva, where I went to parts of Geneva I'd never seen that have some gorgeous houses. And we tend to go in the same routes. It's efficient to go some of the same places and some of the same routes to get there. And you miss a lot of really interesting places and some that are not interesting, or, industrial parts of town that, you wouldn't go back to, but I still find kind of interesting driving around our area. So Montour Falls is a neat place. I hope you stop there at some point. And also, I have to say the wineries went into Fulkerson and Fox Run yesterday, and they all have hand sanitizer, all wearing masks, ask their customers to wear masks, but there weren't very many people. It was a Friday. There had been a snowstorm a day before, but the roads were perfectly clear. There was no problem driving at all yesterday. But it's the quiet season has begun at the wineries and tourism areas in general in the Finger Lakes, and that's why they do Deck the Halls and these big wine trail events, is because otherwise it's really quiet, which during a pandemic is kind of nice. I was in Fox Run, and I don't think there weren't any other customers. We were there about 3 o'clock. Well, 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday, and there were no other customers. They were packing some shipping orders, so they had a couple staff people working with masks on. But in Fulkerson, I don't think there are any other customers in there either. So very quiet. And actually, Christopher Bates said that when they opened the FLX Wienery, which is, hot dog stand with great wines and beer, and unusual and quirky place. It's now opened a second one in Rochester at Rock Brewing, which is not open right now because of the pandemic. They just recently closed that, but Rock Brewing is still open, doing pick up orders and things from Rock Brewing. But when they opened the Wienery, which is right near Glenora on Route 14, they're partway down Seneca Lake. They opened in May, did a good summer, had a great fall, and then like November 1st arrived. I think it was literally November 1st, and this is probably 5 years ago when they first opened the Wienery. November 1st, they didn't have a single customer come in all day long. And they had lots of customers in October, but once the calendar hit November, it's like no one came in. And they scrambled and set up their Done Do It socials, which they continue to do during the winter months, and I think expanded catering for wineries and harvest crews, which were still picking in November. So, you know, they responded to that, but it's just a sign of how quiet things become in December. And Deck the Halls did not happen this year. It's two weekends, one in November, one in December, about 3,500 tickets for each of those events. They'll be back next year. By this time of the year, that should be no problem. But that's like 7,000 people who, most of whom didn't go visit the wineries this November and December. So a huge impact. Pretty much all the wine trails do holiday events, again, just to get people to the wineries. So if you're looking for a pretty quiet experience and you want to stock up on some wine for the holidays and for New Year's Eve, get some sparkling wines, most Finger Lakes wineries, yeah, I think I can say most, have a sparkling wine of some kind. Maybe Method Champenoise, maybe forced carbonation, more like a Prosecco, but there are many options if you want to pick up some wine and again, sparkling wine for the new year, or just to stock up on a case or two for this winter in general. It's a beautiful time to visit the wineries, and they are really very quiet. There were cars in the parking lot because they have employees that are working in the winery, you know, with the tanks and the barrels and the bottling, etc. And they had staff that were doing shipping. But again, it's a quiet time to visit the wineries, and just had a great time yesterday on Seneca Lake. So let me know where you go. Take some photos. If you see some interesting buildings, get a few photos if you can. Chris and I both have this problem. We see dozens of things we'd like to take photos of, but we wouldn't get anywhere if we did that. So it's a struggle. Yesterday, we really wanted to get to Corning, and we did, but there were many things like that UPS truck in front of the cemetery that I really wanted to stop and get a photo of, but we didn't. So those reside in memory, not on a card that I can put in my computer, but my memory bank, and looking forward to doing another trip. Got to get to Batavia to try a place. Kurt Brownell from Rochester Food Net posted about a restaurant in Batavia that he loved, and got to go visit that. You can go to rochesterfoodnet.com and check out some of those posts. But haven't been there. And Batavia is an interesting place. I need to explore more. On a side street, I ran into this huge manufacturing complex that seemed like it was slowly being turned into some small shops and artist businesses, maybe. But it's a massive complex. I don't know what they built there originally, but it seemed like it was more like it was surrounded by residential areas. It was kind of odd. Love to know more of the history of it. That's one of the fun things about traveling with Chris Clemens. He does Exploring Upstate blog, and knows a ton of details about interesting places. So we're leaving Corning last night, and it was starting to get dark, and there was this big star on a hill with a cleared area as you're driving out of Corning, and he said, I think that's the park where there was a fire many, many years ago, and they couldn't get trucks to this fire. There were no roads to where the fire was going on up on top of this hill, and it burned for like 3 days, I guess. They eventually, over those 3 days, cleared roads to get in and deal with the fire, and then decided they'd make a park out of it at that point, because the roads were there. There's some area that was cleared because of the fire, and they turned it into a park. So it has a beautiful view, and got to go back and visit that at some point. So before you make a trip somewhere, you might check out to see if he's been there and what he wrote about it. He has a blog post about Montour Falls, known as Catherine's Town, and some really fascinating history about Montour Falls. So all you have to do is search Exploring Upstate, and wherever you're going, Batavia, Montour Falls, and perhaps one of his posts will come up if he's been there. And he's got tons of posts at Exploring Upstate. So you may find some additional places to visit when you read about it before you go. And again, send me photos and background on what you run into, and send them to Chris too. That's how he finds out about interesting places and things to see. If you have comments, questions, you can always email me, michael@saverlife.com. Keep in mind, buy local for the holiday season. There's a few days left before Christmas. That's when a lot of people buy the majority of their gifts, and think about local businesses, maybe gift cards if it's a restaurant, perhaps wine from our local wineries, local breweries. You can put together some fun things and celebrate what's local and help our businesses get through this pandemic. So we can all get to the other side. We'll be back with the wine show tomorrow, 9 a.m., The Grapevine. Have a wonderful week here, Christmas, and I'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow with The Grapevine here at SaverLife.com.